Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now to give you the opportunity to call and get an immediate answer to your questions or to discuss the important issues you face in life right now. The toll-free number is 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742, or to help you remember, it's 844-32-BASIC. Either way, it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We got a great email today, and it's just fresh off the printer, and I'd love to share it with our audience. It's from a lady named Teresa who lives in New York City. And talk about encouraging. This is one encouraging email, and she writes this: since I found you all on WMCA 570 in New York, I no longer stumble over fear in my walk, but I dance in grace.
Wow.
What a great line.
Yeah.
I no longer stumble over fear in my walk. All of us have stumbled over fear. Uh-huh. Many of us are stumbling probably right now, scared to death to make a mistake, scared to death to really abandon ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, scared to death that if we do something wrong, we're going to be punished. That's how most of us live each and every day, and that's why life is so difficult for us. But Teresa has found good news in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and she says, thank you for clearing up old religious teaching. Seems these days when I sit with the Lord in His Word each day, I no longer feel condemned or unworthy and confused, as I recall many of the answers you have given so clearly and patiently to people who call in daily. I am no longer bound by my behavior consciousness. Now, what a statement is that?
Yeah.
No longer feels condemned, unworthy, or confused. Again, that's where so many of us live. We feel condemned. Why do we feel condemned? Because our behavior doesn't always line up with who we are in Christ. And because we don't know the forgiveness that we have in Christ, we don't know the righteousness that God has imputed to us in Christ, we're wondering if we're going to be punished. So we feel condemned.
Yeah.
And with that condemnation, fear just bubbles up inside of us and takes hold of our everyday lives. And then we feel unworthy. Gosh, how many people do we run into who say, I'm unworthy.
Yeah.
I don't feel worthy. That's the way I felt. I didn't feel worthy of God's love. I didn't feel worthy of His grace. Well, if I was worthy of it, it wouldn't be grace. The very reason that I have grace is because I'm unworthy, because I'm a mess, because, you know, I don't think right all the time. I don't act right all the time. I have all kinds of things that go on inside of this head of mine and these attitudes. But God still chooses to love me. And because He chooses to love me, that's where my worth comes from, not from within, but from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And she goes on to say, God's word jumps off the pages at me these days. The Bible is now nothing short of God's love story to my heart.
Hmm.
Wow, that's powerful. Teresa, thank you so much for writing to us. Thanks for encouraging us. And we pray that God is using the ministry in exactly the same way in your life. If you're listening today, I hope that through His Word, He will erase the confusion. He will take away those feelings of condemnation and give you confidence, knowing that nothing can separate you from the love of God.
Absolutely. What good news that is. And you hear it every day here on Basic Gospel, and we're glad you've tuned in. We have plenty of open lines. I'd like for you to be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or something, you know, something burning that you need to discuss, why, that's why we're here every day live, so that you can do exactly that by simply picking up the phone, calling 844-322-2742. Again, 844-32-BASIC. That's the number to call. Want to hear from you right now.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go out to Livermore, California, and talk with William, listening to us on KDIA. Hi, William.
Hi, Bob.
Welcome.
Bob. Thank you. I'm calling because I'm concerned about this issue of the belief of some people that you cannot be saved unless you're baptized in water. And the reason why I'm concerned about that is because I believe that that can risk having somebody come to the belief that they're saved by being baptized in water.
Well, and I think there's a lot of people that actually believe that.
Yes.
I think they would say, I'm saved because I was baptized in water. And there are...
In the scriptures, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to point out that the scripture does not say that we're saved by grace through faith in water baptism.
No, it doesn't.
Right.
It is simply saved by grace through faith. So it's by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. That's the gospel story.
And in addition to that, one would think that if water baptism could save you, then the baptism by the original Baptist John would have saved those who were baptized by him. And yet the book of Acts records an incident where Paul met a group of believers in Ephesus who had been baptized by John the Baptist and had not yet received the Holy Spirit.
That is correct.
Right.
And I think
and
it's important, and we made this point yesterday and actually the day before, you know, that Jesus told the apostles to wait in Jerusalem and that to wait for power, and that, you know, John the Baptist baptized in water, but on that day they're going to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. So Jesus' baptism is a Holy Spirit baptism. It takes the Spirit of God to regenerate us, to make us alive together with Christ, and to place us into the body of Christ. No amount of water could do that. It's a powerful, powerful thing. And some might say water can be the most powerful force in the world today. Some might say that, but it's not powerful enough to do what only God's Spirit can do, and that's to save us, regenerate us, and place us into the body of Christ.
Yeah, which is what happened after Paul told that group of believers in Ephesus, after they heard the message of Jesus, it says they were baptized into his body, and I'm confident that that didn't mean that Paul went and dunked him in water, because Paul recorded who he baptized in 1 Corinthians, like you were discussing the other day, and he didn't include a group in Ephesus.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Right.
Well, William, good words today. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
God bless.
Yes, indeed. Again, plenty of open lines. Time on the clock, 844-322-2742. If you got a question, good opportunity right now. Again, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go talk with Alicia, listening to us on WMCA in Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Alicia.
Hi. Guys, first I want to say thank you so much for your program. You guys are an inspiration. And between you guys and Dr. Charles Stanley, I believe, I wholeheartedly, that I am saved through you. No church could have given me the teachings and the confidence that I've acquired just listening to both those programs day in and day out.
Well, thank you so much, Alicia, and we're glad that God has used this broadcast in a very special way in your life. That is so encouraging to us. So God bless you for sharing that. Thank you.
Thank you. And my question is, I go to a Bible study for a Baptist church that I attend, and last night there was like a heavy discussion on different things, but and I just kind of stayed, you know, back and just listened because I'm a new believer, and I heard one of the ladies say something about she was confused and scared because she heard or read in the Bible somewhere that only 144,000 people were going to be saved. I mean, we live in a world that's like zillions of people, so that is kind of scary.
Well,
so,
if that were the case...
I'm sorry. I was going to say, if you don't mind, I'll take my answer off the air so I can listen because I'm driving.
Okay. Well, thanks again, Alicia. Thanks so much for your call, and thanks for your kind words. But You know, as far as her question is concerned, if 144,000 is the limit, that would have been hit many, 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 many years ago.
Yeah, easily in the first century.
Yeah. So that number does exist in the Bible. We see it in the book of Revelation.
Uh-huh.
So, Richard, exactly what is John trying to communicate to us through that number? Is it specifically 144,000 Jewish people during the tribulation? What exactly is going on with that number?
Well, he identifies 144,000 people who have the seal of God on their foreheads, the servants of God, and he identifies them as coming from the tribes of Israel, and it's in Revelation 7. And, you know, I'm not going to read you all the tribes of Israel there, but it's interesting that the tribes, the list is somewhat different than other lists of the tribes. And then he describes another group of people, which is a great multitude that no one could count, and these people came out of the tribulation. So we've got 144,000 people that represent Israel somehow. And we've got this great multitude that no one can count that comes out of the tribulation. And we haven't even talked about the rest of history. So clearly, God was not limiting the number of people who could be saved. He was just identifying situations and types of people depending on what the various symbols and things mean, which we'll find out when we get there. Nobody knows exactly who these people are, either the great multitude out of the tribulation or the 144,000. We just know that God has in mind all these people who are responding to Jesus Christ and are receiving the seal of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, so the truth stands that anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved, whether Jew or Gentile. And that's the great story of the Bible, that this isn't just a gospel for a particular group of people.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't just a Jewish gospel. God always had in mind to bless the world, all nations, through Jesus Christ. I love the passage that we read just the other day out of John 10. Jesus is talking about my sheep, they hear my voice. And in that whole dialogue, he says there's a whole other group of sheep that you know nothing about.
Yeah,
they're going to be brought in as well. So it's a countless number of people throughout history that have come to know Christ, who have had a heartfelt faith in the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, that will be there bowing down to Jesus, giving him praise, honor, and glory.
Yeah.
So 144,000, it's a real number. We can't say exactly what it is, if it's symbolic of the whole lot, or if it's specifically to a group out of a tribulation period, but it's just a number that is part of the great multitude of people that have come to know the Lord.
The short answer, fear not, except Jesus.
Absolutely. Well, let's go talk with Eugene, listening to us in Brooklyn. Hi, Eugene.
Grace and peace to you, brothers, in abundance. How are you brothers doing today?
Doing fantastic.
I just wanted to say that I believe that this water baptism whole issue is very dangerous for a lot of Christians that might want to give their life, a lot of people that might want to give their life to the Lord, like just say on their deathbed, because we have the clearest example of this in the gospel with the thief on the cross. Meaning, he just believed in Jesus. He didn't get up. It's not like he asked Jesus to remember me, and Jesus told him, oh, well, first you have to get down off of the cross, get baptized in water, and then you'll be saved. No, Jesus said, you'll be with me in paradise. It was only through his faith. So I think we have the clearest example through the gospel. And what if you have people that's on their deathbed and at their last minute they want to believe in Jesus? So what are you supposed to tell them? No, being that you did not get baptized in water, you won't be saved? That's why I think this is very dangerous. And I love that you guys are speaking the truth on this issue. Because me, myself, I went to different churches and I did speak to some pastors that were preaching this gospel. But God is good and he's faithful. And I just thank you, brothers, for, speaking on these major issues.
Well, you're welcome, Eugene. I think it is an important issue, and it presses us to really take a look at the gospel and ask ourselves, do we believe that it is by grace through faith alone? Do we truly believe that it's solely Christ's work to save us and to make us new? And that's what the Bible reveals to us. We like to add things. We like to have a little piece of the action. You know, we'll put 99% of it on Jesus' shoulders just as long as we can have 1% to say, see what I did. But nobody who is saved is ever going to stand before the Lord, is ever going to stand before God and say, the reason I'm saved is because I was baptized in water. That is a wrong argument. If you're pleading that case, you're pleading the wrong case. But why? Because it's only the shed blood of Christ that has taken away your sins. It's only the resurrected life of Christ that has made you alive together with him. It's all of Jesus, and it's none of us. So we need to really come to grips with that. Now, that being said, is there a place for water baptism? And as we've said all week, it truly can be a celebration, if we do it right, of what Jesus Christ has done for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. It can be a powerful testimony to the body of Christ, can be a real celebration for the body of Christ as we come together and we witness somebody saying that I truly have confessed with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and have believed in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And I want to show that by being buried and raised back to walk in the newness of life. And that's what water baptism pictures. That's what it shows. So it can be a great celebration. But the key point is to say that water baptism does not save. Jesus saves.
Yes.
And when he saves us, he saves us completely. We can rest in that. So, Eugene, thanks for your call. We certainly appreciate it.
Yes, we do. We'll go talk to Gerald in Louisville, Kentucky, in just a moment. But, friends, I want to remind you that if you've given to support Basic Gospel, well, you've done a lot more than supporting just this radio broadcast. You know, your gifts through this ministry make you a part of every life that is touched by hearing the gospel message on the air and online through Basic Gospel. You know what a blessing it is that you have taken a part and making a permanent change in someone's life. And with that in mind, we ask you to continue to support and be a part of this work of connecting people with the love of Jesus Christ. And if you haven't yet become a part of the ongoing support of the message of God's love through Basic Gospel, we ask you to join us now. Join us today if you can. You'll find an online support link in the menu at basicgospel.net. Or during Central Time office hours, you can call and speak with Billy, our operator, at 844-412-2742. Again, that's 844-412-2742. And for a gift of any amount, well, we'd be happy to include a copy of the new CD that Bob and Richard have produced called Proof, Proof of the Resurrection of Jesus Christ. We'd like to get that to you as a part of the ongoing support of this broadcast.
Yes, indeed. And those who have contributed to the ministry, you were a part of the story of Teresa who wrote to us today.
Absolutely.
Here's somebody that was stumbling over fear, who felt condemned, felt unworthy, and was confused. Well, there's a lot of people out there, and so we are advocating for them. When you are giving to wipe out confusion, to take away those feelings of condemnation and guilt and fear, and to put somebody on the solid footing of God's love and grace so that this story that is revealed to us in the Bible can really be seen as God's love story for a person. Like I said, our passion as a ministry, my personal passion, is to connect as many people to the love of Jesus Christ as we can possibly do.
Yep.
And your gifts are enabling that to happen and clearing up confusion, taking away these guilts of condemnation and fear. So know that your gifts are truly making a difference. Come be a part of the team. Come be a part of what God is doing through this outreach. A gift of any amount will make a significant difference in the life of a person who tunes in.
And again, you can do that either of two good ways. First, of course, is to go online to our website, basicgospel.net. You'll find a prominent support link right there at basicgospel.net, or call and speak with our operator at 844-412-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk with Gerald. Hi, Gerald.
Hello.
Welcome, my friend.
Thank you. I spoke with the other day, and we were talking about baptism, and there's a few things that I would just like to reference if I could, not in an adversarial way, but in terms of correcting some scripture and the meaning, I guess, and the understanding of those points of scripture. One thing is that you've talked about excessively is that there is nothing that we can do to earn our salvation. That work was done basically by Jesus Christ and his death and burial on the cross.
So you believe that? You agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's absolutely nothing that we can do. It is by grace through faith.
There's nothing that we can do to earn our way into salvation. That work has been taken care of by Jesus Christ. But that does not take away from the fact that we are instructed in the Bible to be baptized. And there are several examples in the Bible that are given of individuals being baptized, and we're instructed to do so. I look at it as not as a work other than just being obedient. If your mother tells you to go to the store and to buy a loaf of bread and a pound of bologna, if you come back and you only have that loaf of bread, you basically have not done what your mother has asked you to do.
And you can't eat a bologna sandwich. Yeah.
And that's exactly right.
Well, Gerald, can I interject something here? You know, in the scripture too, we're also called to remember the Lord's Supper, and to take that as often as we can, and as we do so in remembrance of Christ. So the church has gathered up baptism and the Lord's Supper, and those are the two sacraments, the ordinances. And I think it's important for us as a community of believers to participate in both. I think we share in a person's personal salvation story through the water baptism sacrament. I think we share in this body of Christ that we've been added to and placed in by the Holy Spirit as we participate in the Lord's Supper and this new covenant that we live in as believers today. So those are two things that we're called to do as a group of people, as believers in Christ, as the body of Christ. And I think it's important. I think it's very important for us to participate in those. But neither one of them save us. And that's the key point that we make.
The point, though, is if you look at 1 Peter 3:21, it does say that baptism now doth save.
But it's a description of the resurrection that now saves. It's not saying that water saves. He's saying that the resurrection says. Well, we're out of time, Gerald. Thanks for your call. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, friends, as we close the broadcast, I want to remind you that there are many valuable resources available to you in our online store, and you'll find them at store.basicgospel.net. Again, store.basicgospel.net. Also, we invite you to go online to basicgospel.net and join our email list. There are multiple benefits to staying connected with Basic Gospel, and we want to share them with you. So just click subscribe in the upper left corner of any page at our website, basicgospel.net. Also, if you live on the East Coast, particularly in the Washington, D.C. area, you have a great opportunity to see and hear Bob Christopher, Andrew Farley, and John Lynch as they celebrate the extravagant love of God in the Network 220 Convention. That's April 24th through the 26th in Bristow, Virginia. All information can be found at basicgospel.net. Bob, you got 20 seconds to talk about it.
It's going to be fantastic. I talked to John Lynch the other day. I've been in close contact with Andrew, and all the sessions are coming together. It's going to be a powerful presentation of the outrageous love of God. Just as Teresa was saying, God is crazy about us, and that's what the Bible is trying to communicate. And when we see it correctly, man, that love, that life, that freshness just jumps off the pages and it changes us.
Yeah, he talks good in 20 seconds. Out of time, everybody. We'll be back for another live edition tomorrow. Hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.